While the first public draft of the plan called for all remote learning during severe COVID-19 outbreaks, the iteration of the Start Strong plan presented on Thursday includes no distance options. Students would be in schools 5 days a week with very few exceptions. Students across the district would only be sent home if city and borough leadership advised community members to hunker down or shelter in place, says Linnea Troina. She's the school district's COVID-19 communications director.
The only time we would be out of school, not at 100%, is if the community basically said, we have to go on lockdown, something's wrong. You know, if the borough mayor and the city mayor said, okay, we can't be having anything. Otherwise, we're in school.
Ketchikan's mayors issued a stay-at-home advisory in the days after COVID-19 was first detected in the community in March of 2020. That hasn't happened since. Troina left open the possibility that individual schools may shut down for a day at a time to allow for contact tracing following a positive case, but otherwise it's butts in seats 5 days a week under the current draft. The plan outlines four tiers of protective measures. At high risk, masks would be required for all students and staff, visitors would be barred, and students would have to answer screening questions before entering classrooms. Masks would be mandatory for all at medium risk as well. At moderate risk, one tier down, elementary school students would be free to remove their masks within classrooms. At low risk, masks would be optional for all. Ketchikan High School cheerleading coach Jalen Merrill said she preferred a looser masking policy.
My vote in general would be to just leave masking completely to parents, like to let them decide.
Others suggested raising the threshold for the various risk levels, which would mean laxer requirements. If the district were to follow the state health department's risk levels, as was proposed on Thursday, 14 new cases in a week in Ketchikan would trigger the most restrictive measures. But on Friday, district officials, in response to feedback, updated the plan to depend on the number of active cases in the community. Under the plan released Friday, low risk would mean 5 or fewer cases in Ketchikan. Moderate risk would correspond between 6 and 25 active cases. Medium risk would mean between 26 and 49 active cases. And high risk would be anything over 50 active cases. As of Friday, 100 cases are active in the Ketchikan area, according to the community's dashboard. Some asked for stricter mask rules. Valerie Brooks, a reading specialist at Houtling Elementary School, submitted a letter, which was read aloud by the school board's Nicole Anderson.
I would tell you that as of August 4th, 2021, the CDC recommends, and this is in quotations, universal masking for all students, staff, teachers, and visitors to K-12 schools, regardless of vaccination status.
Brooks also noted that recent CDC recommendations mean school children exposed to a positive case of COVID-19 in classrooms don't need to quarantine if all parties wore masks, meaning students would spend more time on campuses. Tonga School of Arts and Sciences teacher Allison Shebjiolu said she saw firsthand how effective masks were at preventing an outbreak during the past school year. She said a paraprofessional or teacher's aide tested positive, but with everyone wearing masks, the virus did not spread.
But none of my kids, nor other parents or other staff in our building, contracted COVID. Then in February, a teacher did. Her class had to go in quarantine, but her kids also did not contract COVID, nor did any of the other staff.
She asked that the district strongly recommend masks at all risk levels. Troina, the school district's COVID-19 spokesperson, said the district's Start Strong committee would consider the community's feedback as it prepares its final draft for a school board vote on Wednesday. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.